Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Time now for Hot Cares, and on this Thursday afternoon, we're talking animals, because for 72 years, the Roodepoort-Krugersdorp SPCA has cared for abused, abandoned, and neglected animals. They do amazing work. And over the past few months, the organization itself has become a repeated target of criminals. Tires and rims were stolen from one of its horse boxes. Armed criminals later overpowered and tied up the security guard while attempting to reach the CCTV equipment. Horrible. A 400-liter freezer was then stolen from the SPCA mortuary. And as if that weren't enough, the criminals then returned the following evening to try and steal a second freezer. And with the safety of staff and volunteers, visitors and animals at risk, the SPCA was then forced to redirect the money from its kennel and shelter maintenance budget to urgent security improvements, as you can imagine. These include secure sliding gates, a protected gate motor and razor wire around the perimeter. Let's welcome Mandy, who is the general manager and the senior inspector at the Roodepoort-Krugersdorp SPCA. Hiya, Mandy.
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. That intro was a lot. Tell us more about it.
And that's only the top of the barrel. We've had hassles for the past about 2 years. We've had animals disappear. Then we've had residents from the little village next door to come to me and complain about things which are happening. Our cats were being targeted and they've been killing our cats. Oh, yeah, we've got some cats around the SPCA. Then we actually found one in the most horrific condition. But yeah, anything and everything that is movable has been stolen. I had a solar spotlight on our wall of remembrance that was stolen. Who would break into a mortuary and steal a deep freeze, take the bodies out of a deep freeze and steal it? That person can't be normal.
Mandy, I'm so sorry to hear that. That is a very, very difficult story to hear. Yeah. And also the fact that you you and your staff at the SPCA do such amazing work for the animals and the community, uplifting the welfare and the conditions of animals, and then you get targeted like that. I read there earlier on in that intro that you were also forced to take money that had been set aside for shelter and for kennel maintenance, and then use that for security. Just explain to us what security it is that you've had to kind of bolster in order to keep the premises secure.
Can I say, as you drive into Roodepoort SPCA, there was an area that was open. We've never needed to put a gate up there. I've always wanted the Roodepoort SPCA to be open and welcoming to the public, to know that they can come in at any time.
Right.
But what we've had to do now is put up a gate with razor wire around the whole property, which looks like a prison. I hate it. We've put, of course, a gate motor on, and they've had to put a special deep cemented bracket around this motor so it doesn't get stolen. We've had to move our mortuary into the SPCA property now. I don't want our animals, which have been euthanized, to be stolen. I don't know what's going to be stolen next.
Well, I'm here to try and lighten that load a little bit. Are you ready for some good news, Mandy?
I'm sitting down. Tell me.
Good. Good. So the people who work, that's you and your staff, and also volunteer, let's not forget those people at the SPCA, should be able to care for those animals without fearing for your safety. You've said that a number of times. You should also not have to choose between protecting your staff and maintaining the kennels and the shelters used by the animals in your care. So Hot Cares today wants you to know that, compliments of our amazing listeners, we're going to be assisting the Roodepoort-Krugersdorp SPCA with a cost of its maintenance and further security upgrades to the value of 52,000 rand.
Sure. Amazing. Thank you. Oh. Fantastic.
It's a great pleasure.
That's great. Thank you.
You know,
thank you.
You do such amazing work in the community. And let's not forget that it's not just the animals that you're protecting and looking after and uplifting. When you've got healthy, happy animals, you've got a healthy, happy community. Animals give so much joy to people. We really just want that to continue. So I hope that helps to replenish the maintenance funds that had been redirected. And I hope that those repairs and those improvements to the kennels and the shelters and security, I hope that 52,000 rand makes a difference.
Definitely. Well, thank you very much. That's really appreciated. Really,
it's a great pleasure. It's
quite a relief.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.